fellas, I was really disappointed today because I was really looking forward to the launch. I'm highly critical of NASA, highly skeptical of NASA. But I was excited to have a manned space launch, U.S. astronauts going into space. You know, I have absolutely no idea what they're going to do. I'm just going to go out on a limb. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they were going to go hook up with the space station.
Yeah, that's where they were headed.
Okay, because there's really no other point to go up in the air. We know we can go up in the air.
Right. Now, what they're doing in this space station besides floating around telling jokes, nobody knows.
I know, but oh well, that's good enough for me. if you're telling me we got a bunch of guys up there farting and scratching and telling jokes, and you know,
that's enough for you.
because I believe that's all we're capable of. we ain't gonna do nothing else,
right?
I'm a NASA skeptic, so
you're right. Don't believe in the moon landing.
I didn't say I didn't believe in it. I just don't.
You're kind of critical of it.
Wait! Didn't you say big ups to Kubrick as if he directed it?
That's an off the air conversation.
I'm just saying. Listen, you wouldn't be the only one.
Who else could have pulled it off back then? What other director you go to? If we going down that road at the time, who else would you go to?
Who would you go to? Oh, I'll tell.
Better
Orson
than Kubrick.
Welles. Orson Welles.
He already shot his wad the first time.
Who's the dude?
Fake radio, huh?
How about the dude that ended up marrying his adopted daughter? What's his name?
Who is that? Elvis?
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen don't know nothing about space movies.
Yeah. Oh, he was just a good director, I guess.
But yeah. No, but Kubrick was... Mo, quantify Kubrick for us really quick.
Kubrick is a very intellectual director. He's the best ever. Yeah, he's a great visual stylist. One of the best visual stylists.
Shining and what else? Taxi Driver.
He did A Clockwork Orange.
Oh yeah.
He did 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Oh, don't forget about the Space Odyssey.
Yeah, yeah. So he would be perfect to fake a moon landing. You know. In like years after the moon landing, and this could have been the if I did it moment. Uh-huh. There was a movie about the space landing being faked.
Right. I've examined all of this. I say that to say, y'all, you guys saw the space the astronauts, right? Y'all saw them, right? Walking onto the thing. Did you see them?
I did not see it. I didn't get a chance.
The original one?
Right now, today. The launch that was supposed to happen today, they got scrubbed because of weather. You got to see the uniforms. I didn't know you could go to space in a uniform like that. Like
Was it a three-piece? A leisure suit?
Yeah, right? Like it's just the top and the bottom? Or
yeah, these guys look like some actors, man. Like, for real. They look real. And then I looked them up, and one of them was a retired Marine pilot, and the other one was the other one was a Air Force something or other, I believe, and they both flew on two shuttle missions. So if they're some OGs, if you didn't rode... You done rode the whatever they call it.
The space shuttle.
They had some other slang word they call it. Not riding the lightning. That's different. if you've done that twice, you get props from me.
Right.
Although, man, I'm not belittling an astronaut because somebody told me that, you know, astronauts, because you can't just walk in the door and be an astronaut, usually they've had successful careers in other things. They were engineers, they were pilots that were really highly skilled and everything.
That makes sense.
De la creme. Like, they're usually very bright and smart people. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that makes sense because once you get into space, you have to have a skill to do something. In other words, they're not going to just shoot you up there to say, hey, we were in space.
You know what?
So you have to have that technical skill.
I want to know how they test you, bro. They know everything about you. You know, I mean, like down to the detail. Like you go pee, and the next morning they tell you how many pats of butter you put on your baked potato. That's what they all up in you, NASA. Anyway, how do they know that you're not going to get in crazy and get the, I mean, get in space and get that space dementia like Rockhound did in Armageddon. You can't tell how somebody's going to be when, you know, like me, I'm like, yeah, I want to be a astronaut. And I'm up there, and then all of a sudden, it's my first mission, and then one of the dudes tapped me on the back. I'm like, yo, look out the rear view. And I see Earth, like, getting smaller. What? I think I would lose it.
Yeah.
You see Africa winking at you. Bye. Bye. And you're like, where are we really going? And they'll be like, uh-oh. Yep, somebody get the needle. When I turn around, I'll be like, I take my suit off, my helmet. Like, what's really? Like, are we really in the world? Where are we, Craig? Then I whip into that. What you got on my 40? And I'm Debo up in there. Debo in space. How come I don't own the ship now? We in international. Ooh. We're in universal airspace. I'm the captain now. What's that shining over there? Let's go over there. That's what's going to happen. Is, like,
what's that shining?
Yeah. How do you know somebody's not going to lose it when they get into space?
If I'm on that crew, we got to put you down real quick. I ain't got no time for nobody
How do you simulate that? How do you put somebody in a stressful situation on the ground before you put all of this money that you got the president flying down? He got his whole family here. You know, like,
I don't know. Maybe they put you in isolation for a certain length of time.
That's not it. That can't be it. There has to be some rigorous training. And with that being said, I think that aspect of it, from getting in that thing and they filling it up with millions of gallons of gas and you getting ready to. I don't even see how the thing goes up straight controlled. I don't even get that. But you think a plane's not supposed to fly? Mo, this thing's not supposed to go up into space, float around, and then downshift, and then come through at the right angle so they don't sizzle to a crisp, then land right outside of Cocoa Beach with the genie.
You ain't got to tell me.
That's the real scam.
I'm still fascinated by the fact that the detachable, the rocket booster that shoots the capsule up into space floats back down and lands on a platform. I remember the old days when that thing just fall in the water and be gone.
Well, no. I haven't seen one land on a platform.
Yes, that's what this one is supposed to do.
Oh, and hold on. That's what this one is supposed to do.
But I've also seen other ones do it. I've seen them. Yeah, it's new technology.
New technology, man.
Do you trust new technologies is untested?
True.
This is space. This is a partnership with NASA and SpaceX. NASA hasn't been able to pull off. We had to get rid of that shuttle program. I know y'all loved it, but them things was hot. We could not afford to lose another one. And I think that was a great move, too, because technology is not supposed to go in reverse, which means to me, from the beginning of NASA and the whole Apollo series, when we had all types of pilots just taking L's on the launch pad, in space, in the middle of the air, wherever, they're just taking L's. Then we stopped taking L's, and we had some successful space launches. And then, it surprised me that we had a shuttle that exploded during that time. That really got me. I was a kid.
Yeah.
Elementary school. I remember seeing it on TV, and I was like, that's not how it's supposed to go.
No. And then
fifth grade.
We lost two, didn't we?
What was the other one? I know we lost the Challenger.
The Columbia.
We lost the Columbia?
Columbia, yeah. It burned up on reentry. The first one never made it out of space. The second one burned up on reentry. They said it was the top. Remember, it was supposed to be the.
People screaming at the radio.
Columbia? The Columbia, I promise you. It was the space shuttle Columbia. We lost it.
That's what I don't understand. How does it not come in the right way this time? I really was curious to see this thing happen today. I don't know that I would trust SpaceX, who's never put a human in space. That's a whole different deal. That's like having having a girl after you've had like four boys. It's a different deal. You can raise her like a boy, but that ain't gonna work. Would you get on it, Mo? Would you get on the rocket?
Absolutely not. Without question.
There's not a scenario.
No, I'm good. Nope.
Hey, before we go on break, Fruit Loop says he has information on that on the booster and the rocket booster and Elon Musk.
And Elon Musk, huh? Yeah. Let's listen. What's his name?
Fruit Loop.
Yeah, see, this is gonna go bad. Let's talk to Fruit Loop.
So, brother Kevin, what's up, man?
What's up, Fruit Loop?
Hey, that's mostly SpaceX with that technology. Thanks to Elon Musk, he's the one that I believe made the space boosters that land themselves.
Yeah, they you're right.
Attach and just straight up land on the platform. It's craziest, one of the craziest things I've seen.
It is. The first time I saw it, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, it's not as crazy as Elon Musk is. I don't know that I would necessarily get on one of his rockets.
The fact that he used those boosters to send a Tesla into space was ridiculous, too.
Yeah, I see what's happening here. Did you see him on Joe Rogan's podcast smoking that weed?
I have. He took like a little puff of it. He was just a taste.
No, he was not. He was knocked out. You saw him. He was the stock price. He almost ruined his company doing that.
He did. He almost did.
Yeah, I don't. And then he goes, man. Hey, now after this, come on, I got a rocket. Get on it. No.
Yeah, no. I'm good.
Yeah. All right.
What about his cars that drive themselves? Yeah. No, thank you.
You trust that? You trust his cars?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, I still want one, though.
Yeah, that'd be nice to have. Yeah,
it would be. All right, then. All right, my man. Thanks for calling, Fruit Loop. I don't think that was his real name.
I don't think so either, man.